This Gemara that we just learned right here, which Mamash took 7 minutes to go through together in a Veinig, is a Gemara that's oimed berumoy shel oilam Mamash. It's often a Gemara that gets overlooked because it's a Masechta Saita. It's not in Ksubas, it's not in Yevam, it's not in Gittin and Kedushin, it's not above a Kavabam and Tzir, above a Basra. It's a Masechta Saita, but it's a very, 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 very important Gemara. So let's just make a little bit of Aschala. And I think that just to set it up, we'll start with a very, very short hakdama to just be mavar the Gemara a little bit, but as Hashem, and speak out two Reb Chaims. One Reb Chaim in Sefer, and then a Reb Chaim in stencils, just to get a toyameh, a chayim zachu, what's happening. But derech agav, the sugyas of Soita are really starting to wane, because in a few days, the Masechta is going to pivot, and it's going to go on an epic digression, and really the last few weeks of Masechta Saita talk very, very little bit about Saita. So this is a shtickle last licks here in terms of chapping around some of the lumdis of Masechta Saita. So the Gemara asks the kasha. It says in the Pasuk that the over all of Ruach Kina, man did kinu to his wife, the kina is nishtoi vihi nitma. A over all of Ruach Kina, the kina is nishtoi vihi loy nitma. And the Gemara said, I push down how to read this pasuk. I'm being mavasedra, and I'm like funfining a little bit. I understand. What? We know she's tameh im nitma lama shaisa. And then it says, v'yiloy nitma. Oh, you know she's not tameh? Im loy nitma lama mashka. Says, the b'raisa magadocha kosiv shasofik asu. That this pasuk is coming to teach me that there's a sofik, and because there's a sofik, it's for that reason that she's going to be us. Freik toisvus akash. V'im toimar. It's the second toisvus on the yom. Dibra maschel ma talmud doimar. V'chi itzderich krol amesa sveika. I said, I need a pasuk to tell me that sofik soita zaser. Everybody knows. Sveika dayreis is l'chumra. So why do I need a pasuk to tell me that she's zaser? Again, toisvus kash is on the lashon of the braisa. Magid l'cha akasiv. Sha'asafik asura. Taisva says, why don't you need a pasuk to tell me that a safik is asur? Of course a safik is asur. And call it tairukula, sveikah deraisa. If you have a piece of meat in front of you, you have a safik, is it chedav or is it chum? You can't eat it. Why? It's a sveikah deraisa. Any safik in the world is asur. Magad l'chakos. Ava limud in the parish of Soita, sha'asafik asura, we know the rule. The rule is sveikah deraisa l'chum. Now the emes is like this. We know the Rambam has a shita that sveikah deraisa l'chum is only mid rabbana. Midai Raisa Sveikid Rabbanon is Lakula. And really, at first glance, this Shitas HaRambam is a very Mechudish Tegar Rambam. Shmaitz, in the beginning of Shmaitz Aleph, discusses this Rambam at length. Right? It's a very big Kiddush. What do you mean? Sveikidai Raisa is Lachumra only Midai Rabbanon? Sveikidai Raisa Lachumra is Midai Raisa. It's a very Mechudish Tegar Rambam. But the truth is that as you go through Gemara, there's a lot of Makaris to this Rambam, obviously. And the Rambam very often is the Pashat the Mahalach in the sugyas. And the truth is, this Gemara is a shtickle makar to the Rambam, maybe. Because you see from this Gemara, Taisus Gasha, that we need a posik, magivacha kasuv shasofik asura. As if to say, without a makar in the parish of Soita, you would have thought that she's mutter. According to the Rambam, it's meridig why you would think she's mutter. You would think she's mutter because even though it's a sveikadei raisa, but sveikadei raisa, luchumr is only a dinder rabbana. But al kapane and Rav Rishonim don't hold like the Rambam. And Toisvis certainly doesn't hold like the Rambam. It's very Toisvis, akasha, that I don't understand. Vichy itzderich kra lemesar sveika. Do I need a pasuk to tell me that a safik is also zok Toisvis? A very posh deteris. Yesh loimer. Akasuf oisra koidim shtia ki ilu hivada. Toisvis says that if you go through the Gemara carefully, you'll see that safik soit is not just asar, but she's asar kivada. The lashon of the Gemara was that just like you find mas soita sheloi asaba shayge kemezid v'aynas karatzin asaba sofik kivadai sherech asaba shayge kemezid v'aynas karatzin eno din sheyasaba sofik kivadai. Taisa says this nusach of asaba sofik kivadai, that's something I never found anywhere else in Shas. That's unique to the parasha of Soita. And Zog Toysmith, that's the chiddush of the Braisa. The Magdibucha Kosov Shah Sofik Asur is not that Sofik is Asur. It's true. The Giris of the Braisa, the way we have it, is a plea, says Toysmith. Because we know Sofik is Asur. But go through the Hemshech of the Gemara. And in the Hemshech of the Gemara is going to throw in the word Kivadai. And that word Kivadai is really the punchline. It was Ikach Chaser from the nusach of the brisa. And really, what we were trying to say is magaluch hakasuf shnasofik asik avadai. That's something you don't have in kol Torah kula. That's something you have by soita and by derivative. You have it by sofik tum as well. Now, what does it even mean? What does it mean that the sofik is asik avadai? If every sofik is asik, what's the chiddush of a sofik being asik avadai? So Tosfos says, what does it mean? What it means is that vafilu imhi Torah. I'm skipping a few lines. That even if klapi shmaya galya, this woman is tahar, in the event that the husband would be ba'alel, nenash bebezdin shal maila, in ba'alel, he would be punished bebezdin shal maila, because this suffix is treated like a vadayis. Meaning, ordinarily, let's say somebody sits down and he eats a piece of meat. It's a suffix if it's chelav, if it's a suffix if it's shuman. And then he eats it, mamish, he fresses. And he finds out afterwards it was shuman. Okay, so he was saved by the bell. Right, he got saved. Baruch Hashem, it worked out. Right, mamish hashtu behemtin shal tzadikim. The Eved apparently helped this person as well. So you find such a zach. Okay, it worked out. Now he needs shmir of Hashem yislach lo. You had in the parish of Nedarim. Right, we could speak out right on this. But the bottom line is that at the end of the day, was he over the iser chaylev? No, he wasn't over the iser chaylev. But when it comes to soita, it's different. Also, about kosev gavada is the taich. It's also for the husband. Let's say to be ba on this suffix soita. Let's say he was ba alel, and then afterwards he drinks from the Mesoita, or Klapish Maya Galya, we find out that she was mutter. Asnaba Kosov Kivadai, and the point is that this suffix is treated like a vadai, that even if Klapish Maya Galya, she was Tahira, still he's going to be punished as if he was Ba on a vadai Soita. Doshtay in Taisus. Now, this is a very, very big chiddush in the parish of Soita. Taisus started off, I don't know, the Sabbath Yitzra Kral, the Mesa Sveika? No, it's a huge chiddush. The chiddush is not that the suffix is Asa. The chiddush is that the suffix is gevadei. L'may nafkemina, even if klapish ma'egali, she's toyer, in the event that he was ba'alei, he's going to be treated as if he was ba' on a vadai site. Now let's do the math. If our sugya learned suffix tumma from suffix saita, that means suffix tumma is the same thing. So when we say suffix tumma, b'shus hayachet tzveikei tame, what it means is not just that there's a iser mi suffix. What it means is that it's also suffix gevadei. And the emes is at the mefurish gemara. It's a Gemara Masechtis Nida Daf Gimel Amid Aleph. So Masechtis Nida Daf Beis Daf Gimel, that's one of the big Mar Mekoymes for the Sugis of Sveikis and Chazakis, Kiyadua. And in Nida Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, the Gemara says that in the event that Shruma would come in contact with Safik Tumah Brishos Hayachid, the halacha is you would burn the Shruma as if it's Tomeh. But Emes, it's a very big Chiddush. Because Shruma, that's vadai tameh, there's a din sreifa. But truma that's tahira, you're not allowed to burn. Afal pike, if it comes in contact with sofik tumah b'shus hayachid, you're surfing truma. And it's mevur klar in that sugya, that the reason is because sofik tumah b'shus hayachid is sveikei tameh kevadai. So we don't look at it as if there's a sofik maybe it became tameh. We look at it as if it vadai became tameh. And because we look at it as if it vadai became tameh, so it's for that reason, the halach is, it's going to be sreifa. It's mamish this Tosfos. It's the sugi that we're learning right now. In other words, in Kol HaTorah Kula is a parasha of sofik. The chiddush of sofik soita, and by extension, the chiddush of sofik tumah is that not only is it asa misofik, but sofik is kevadai, and that's really the major, major takeaway that comes from the Gemara that we just learned here, Masechta Soita, Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph. That's the Akta.